A person who examines any corner of the universe, from the giant galaxies in space to the living beings in nature, and from his own body to invisible cells, sees a flawless plan incorporating both order and design. Every spot of the universe overflows with a precise and explicit fact, the fact of creation. The miracle of design in the cell. In every part of our body, there reigns a tiny yet complex life. An examination under the microscope into the depths of any human organ brings us face to face with an astounding miracle of creation. Millions of tiny living things that have come together to make up that organ are engaged in arduous activity. These tiny beings are cells, the basic units of life. Not only man, but also all other living things are composed of these microscopic living beings. There are about 100 trillion cells in the human body. Some of these cells are so tiny that even 1 million of them together hardly cover a space as large as the pointed end of a pin. Despite this, however, the cell is by far the most complex structure mankind has ever encountered, as is also agreed by the scientific community. Containing many secrets hitherto undiscovered, the cell of a living thing also constitutes the greatest impulse for the theory of evolution. That is because the cell is one of the most striking pieces of evidence that human beings and all other living beings are not the products of coincidences, but are created by a creator. In order for the cell to survive, all the basic components of the cell, each performing many vital functions, have to be intact. If the cell came into existence by evolution, then millions of its components had to simultaneously exist in the same place, and they had to come together in a particular order and plan. Since this is utterly implausible, such a structure has no explanation other than creation. One of the leading evolutionists, Alexander Oparin, expressed the deadlock the theory of evolution encountered in this way. Unfortunately, the origin of the cell remains a question which is actually the darkest point of the complete evolution theory. The English mathematician and astronomer Sir Fred Hoyle made a similar comparison in one of his interviews published in Nature magazine, dated November 12, 1981. Although an evolutionist himself, Hoyle said that the odds that higher life forms might have emerged in this way was comparable to the odds of a tornado sweeping through a junkyard, assembling a Boeing 747 from the materials in it. This means that it is not possible for the cell to come into being by coincidence, and therefore it must definitely have been created. Despite this, however, evolutionists still claim that life came into existence by chance under the conditions of the primordial Earth, which was the most uncontrolled environment possible. This is a claim entirely incompatible with scientific data. In addition, even the simplest probability calculations verify in mathematical terms that not even one single protein out of millions existing in the cell could have come into being by coincidence, let alone a single cell of an organism. In a single living cell, thousands of complex functions and organizations take place simultaneously, from the production of energy to the synthesis of proteins and enzymes used in the body, from the selection and elimination of chemical substances taken from the extracellular environment to their processing and individual storage. Highly complex and specialized microscopic functional cellular parts called organelles perform these functions. Albeit microscopic, many of the functions carried out by these organelles, each one of which is as complex and specialized as a factory or laboratory, are unachievable even by laboratories that are the marvels of modern technology. To gain some understanding of the awe-inspiring structure of the cell, it will be enough to examine just the structure and functions of the membrane enveloping these cellular organelles. Initially, scientific circles believed the cell to be the smallest unit of life. Subsequently, however, they discovered the cell membrane, which had a much smaller mass than the cell itself, and which enclosed the contents of the cell. It was almost like a new living species for the researchers, because this membrane surrounding all the cell surprisingly displayed various faculties such as decision-making, recollection, and judgment, which are the basic features of a living thing, and moreover, of a conscious being like man. The cell membrane is an ambient cover for the cell, yet its duty is not limited to it. This membrane both regulates communications and relations with neighboring cells, and deftly coordinates and supervises the entries and exits to the cell. Due to its superior decision-making ability, its memory, and the wisdom it displays, the cell membrane is regarded as the brain of the cell. The cell membrane is so thin, at just 0.01 of a millimeter, that one can detect it only under an electron microscope. The membrane resembles a double-sided, endless wall. On this wall, there are doors making entry to and exit from the cell possible, and receptors allowing the membrane to recognize the extracellular environment. These doors and receptors are made of protein molecules. They are located on the cell wall and meticulously check all the entries and exits to the cell. What are the accomplishments of this thin structure, made up of unconscious molecules such as fat and protein? That is, which features of the membrane lead us to call it conscious and wise? The primary duty of the cell membrane is to enclose the cellular organelles so as to keep them intact. However, it has a far more complex function than this. It supplies the substances vital for the continuity of the cell and its functions from the extracellular environment. Outside the cell, there are countless chemical substances. The cell membrane recognizes the substances essential for the cell and only lets them in. It acts very economically and never allows in more than what the cell needs. Meanwhile, it detects harmful waste in the cell right away, and without losing any time, discharges them from the cell. Another function of the cell membrane is to instantly transmit the messages, which are received from the brain or any other part of the body via hormones, to the center of the cell. To perform these functions, it has to know all the activities and developments taking place in the cell, keep a list of required or excess substances, keep stocks under control, and act under the guidance of a superior memory and decision-making skills. The cell membrane is so selective that without its authorization, not even a single substance in the extracellular environment can pass through the cell doors, even by chance. There is not even a single unnecessary, purposeless molecule in the cell. Exits from the cell are also strictly checked. The duty of the cell membrane is vital, and it does not permit even minor errors. the entry of a wrong or harmful chemical substance into the cell, the supply or discharge of a substance in excess amounts, or failure to discharge waste products on time or as required, mean the death of the cell. If the first living cell had come into existence by coincidence, as evolutionists claim, and if just one of these properties of the membrane had not been fully formed, then the cell would certainly have disappeared in a very short time. Which coincidence, then, formed such a wise mass of fat? Let's ask another question, which by itself refutes the theory of evolution straight away. Does the wisdom displayed in the aforementioned functions belong to the cell membrane? Keep in mind that these functions are not carried out by a human being or a machine such as a computer or robot under man's control, but are merely in a cover enclosing the cell, which is made up of fat mixed here and there with various proteins. We also need to consider that the cell membrane, which can handle so many complex tasks flawlessly, has no brain or center of thinking. It is obvious that such wise patterns of behavior and a conscious decision-making mechanism could not have been caused by the cell membrane itself, which is a layer made up of fat and protein molecules. This also holds true for all other cellular organelles. These organelles do not even have a nervous system, let alone a brain to think and make decisions with. Despite this, however, they accomplish incredibly complex tasks, making precise calculations and take vital decisions. That is because each one of them obeys the orders of God, who created them flawlessly and sustains them. In the 12th verse of Surah Al-Talaq, the fact that everything acts in compliance with the command of God is stated. It is God who has created seven heavens and earth as many. His commandments descend through them, so that you may learn that God has power over all things, and that God encompasses all things with His knowledge. All the other cellular organelles are also equipped with miraculous features like the cell membrane. For instance, lysosome, which processes nutrients in such a way as to take a form usable in protein production, resembles a much improved chemistry laboratory. There is certainly a need for energy to perform all these functions. The cell makes use of hundreds of small power stations called mitochondria, to produce the energy required by itself as well as the whole body. Chemical energy obtained in these power stations from nutrients is transformed into energy packs usable by the cell. This energy production can be explained with the following comparison. Let's consider the oil you use as fuel for your car. Extracted from the depths of the earth as crude oil, the oil is then purified in refineries, and after undergoing a number of chemical processes, it takes the form of petrol. Your car's engine and petrol are produced in harmony with one another. Your car will not work with another kind of fuel. In living cells, energy is generated through a completely perfect system. The primary source of energy is the sun. Plants transform the energy in sunlight into chemical energy and produce nutrients. The mitochondria of the living things that take these nutrients process them and produce the energy required by the body. All the functions and activities in the cell are performed by the energy supplied by the mitochondria. This is indeed a most amazing situation. The raw material transformed into energy by the mitochondria is not produced within the body. So, how do the mitochondria in the human body recognize this external raw material and process it? There is only one answer to that. God created both of them compatible with each other. We can liken the cell to a perfect factory equipped with superior technology, and such a factory that all its employees collaborate harmoniously with one another. Nobody neglects his duty, and everyone works very economically. Therefore, nothing is wasted. So, who trained these workers? How does each one of them know his specific tasks? For instance, those cells that must be divided receive the order "divide" from the brain. There are special messengers secreted for this task called hormones. Every hormone goes to the relevant cell and delivers the message from the brain. When the messenger arrives at the cell, it transmits the message to the receptor protein. The protein, in turn, transmits it to the center. The cell comprehends the message and takes action in accordance with it. Talking about these processes is quite a simple matter. Yet, there are many aspects which one needs to ponder deeply. How can an unconscious being receive and convey information? Moreover, who told it that it has been assigned such a duty? How does it know which organelle it has to deliver the message to? And how is it possible that it transmits the message to the right place correctly every time? There is no end to these questions. Is it possible for the protein molecules swimming in a sea of liquids to carry out security checks at the entrance and to discriminate between useful and harmful substances? Also, is it possible to explain how the cell produces just the required amount of energy and how it processes the required raw materials? Are all these functions performed by unconscious proteins or the inanimate atoms that form them? It is certainly impossible for anyone who recognizes the remarkable wisdom inherent in the cell to conclude that all this is performed by the proteins themselves. It is evident that a conscious design and plan is at work here. Everyone with conscience and wisdom can see the pieces of evidence in the creation of the cell and come to a better understanding of the might of God, who creates the cell as well as the earth, the heavens, and everything in between.